Mr. Rose?
Hello?
Thank you, sir. Can you hold on for a minute?
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Hello. Hello, Alex.
Yes, Mr. President.
How are you?
Fine, how are you? Afternoon with my friend.
No, I didn't get to spend much time with him. He came over and visited with me a minute, but I had a full series of appointments all afternoon. The Secretary of State, Symington, and a number of people, and I'm getting ready to go over now. I'm still in the office. He and his boys over with some of the folks, and I told him to take a little nap, and then we got the Secretary of Wirtz and some folks coming in for dinner with him.
I'll tell you what I wanted to tell you.
Good.
Number one, that Bobby is in the Hyannis board.
Yeah.
Ostensibly giving himself a whole weekend to think it over.
Yeah.
He called up Lou Harris. Lou Harris called him up, rather, because they talked early in the week. That's how I got the information, you know.
Yeah.
That he was going to see you and was going to declare his availability, you know.
Yeah.
I understand that Lou told me that he asked his advice. He wants very much to get advice from him what he should do. Now, Lou has asked me, frankly speaking, to talk to you. What advice do you think you ought to, he ought to give him, you know?
Yeah.
Now, we both talked it over early today, and I told him, frankly speaking, that in my judgment, I'll give you my thinking first, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I told him, in my judgment, he should not ask for anything because it will sound opportunistic, that he should, not appear as though he wants to be paid off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that he should simply rely on your goodwill. There should be an exchange of statements in which he will indicate his loyalty to you. And you, on the other hand, will indicate that you will continue to, that you hope he will continue to dedicate his talents to government, and that you will continue to rely on him as you did in the past, on both domestic and foreign service, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But not to specify anything, not to. He's got to create the feeling that he is for the country above politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that he should, and that there should be no. But an exchange should take place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, if I may say it, I think there should be no defensive statement from the White House, not to be apologetic.
Mm-hmm.
As far as he's concerned, it should be after the exchange of statements, the matter ought to be closed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that the White House should not feel defensive on what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because, frankly speaking, it's not so serious.
Mm-hmm. He put out a statement up behind the sports this afternoon, came in on a wire a while ago.
Who did?
Said friends of Attorney General Kennedy who are visiting here, he's here for the weekend.
Yeah.
And they tell us that he's been bombarded with calls and with wires and expressing disappointment at the manner in which President Johnson vetoed him, and asking him, where do we go now? The rumors were that Johnson had asked him to be his manager, but the Attorney General had indicated that he would not do any such thing.
Yeah, well, he told Lewis that you asked him to take the campaign manager.
Well, I didn't, Alex. What he said was this. He interrupted me, said, I want you to know now that I want to be helpful in the campaign. And I said, I would be very glad for you to be helpful and any helpful in any way that you desire. And he said, well, I would have to resign if I became a campaign director. And I said, I don't think you would at all. You can make speeches and you can... every attorney general he's ever had done it. Brownell did it, and Bill Rogers did it, and Tom Clark did it, and Homer Cummings did it, and Frank Murphy did it, Howard McGrath did it, everybody that I've ever known, Jim McGranary did it. And I think you could continue and make speeches and give suggestions and give us your friends, and you can kind of have a be familiar with everybody that's working for the ticket. But he went out and said that they want that, and then says he doesn't want to be. Puts up a straw man and then knocks it down.
Yeah.
And I have talked to the 50 states.
Yeah.
And I have had four people in the 50 states indicate that they wanted that they would have been for him personally. But three of them said they were for whoever I wanted. English said that he had been a friend of the Kennedy family. He was sorry that Kennedy wasn't selected, but he would be for whoever the president wanted in New York. The fellow in Wisconsin said that he would be for Kennedy, but he liked Humphrey, and he hoped I'd select Humphrey. Happy Chandler, who's a big segregationist down at Kentucky, told a liberal governor there that he thought they ought to select Bobby, and he would resign the delegation and give him his half a vote. And Massachusetts.
Yeah. That's about all?
That's all. Oh, yeah, King of New Hampshire, but said he'd go with me any way I wanted, but that's all.
That's all. Well, I can tell you very truthfully that the 32% that shows up in the poll against him in the South will also be in the story on Monday. That will tell the story, you know? And the very fact that the latest poll, that after eliminating the first choice on the second choice, Hubert will have 54%, that'll tell the story, too.
Now, what's this poll going to show Monday? Tell me again.
Yeah, the poll on Monday will show that after having eliminated the first choice, all those that who were in the cabinet, and relying on the second choice opinion given, the poll will show on Monday that Hubert Humphrey has 54% among all the Democratic voters,
mm-hmm.
and that Pat Brown has 10%, Bob Wagner has 10%, and Eugene McCarthy has only about 6%.
Mm-hmm.
In other words...
tell me, here's the problem we got. And I'm speaking to you just as confidential as a man can. You must not repeat it. Every one of the border states, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Tennessee, Maryland, plus all the southern states, plus a good many of the bigger cities, were envious and jealous of Bobby and just said they wouldn't vote for any ticket that he's on. Now, that he has more backlash than any of them, and more of them hate him. They are upset about the FBI going into the houses at night and stuff like that. The next ones in that area that they're all after is Hubert. Now, what are we going to do to make him acceptable and palatable to the 16 states in the Union like that?
But you know that the poll shows only 4% of the South against Hubert.
Only 4 in the South.
Yeah.
All the leaders are.
But
the leaders all prefer Hubert to Kennedy.
Yeah.
But they all prefer McCarthy to Hubert. They all prefer Wagner to Hubert. Or they all prefer Brown to Hubert. Because he's been active, you see.
That's true.
Just like they prefer somebody to me.
Yes. Well,
do we just have to ignore it?
Let me put it that way. Frankly speaking, if among the voters there is no resentment or very small and only 4%, you know, that's what really counts. As far as the leaders are concerned, I think in the long run they'll do what you think.
Yeah.
So the voters are important on election day, and for decision purposes, you can have them go along with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that the point of view of campaigning, from the point of view of organized labor, from the point of view of effective leadership, from the point of view, as you know yourself, the dynamics.
Point of view of the Negroes.
From the point of view of the Negroes, from the point of view of the national image, I think you have been in a very strong running mate.
Yeah, I think
so. In the New York Times this morning, if you noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a newspaper that represents a substantial economic, what you might call aristocracy, you know?
Yeah.
Even they had a good word for him this morning in the Times.
Yeah.
I would say, if he had the leaders in the South, border states, but he didn't have that, but there was a big backlash among the voters, I would be worried, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But Lou Harris's poll shows that whereas Bobby Kennedy had 33% against him among the voters in the South, Hubert Humphrey was only 4%. Nationally, he has 3%.
Does he have in this poll how Bobby and McNamara and the rest of them rated?
Oh, sure.
How does Bobby? Bobby leads them.
The original poll showed Bobby Kennedy at 38%.
Oh.
And then he showed Humphrey 16% and Stevens at 16%. But if you take the two together and they're always out together, it's the same voters. You had 32 against 38.
Yeah.
In other words, the reason why Humphrey jumps to 54% on second choice now is because all those who went for Stevenson and all those who went for all the similar candidates are all going to Humphrey now.
Yeah, now. Yeah, now, is he going to publish that showing Kennedy leading and so on and so forth?
Yes, he will say how it stood up to the time you make your statement about
What do you think Bobby's considering doing?
Well, he is completely at a loss, and he wants very much Lou Harris to give him advice. And Lou wanted me to find out from you what advice he should give him. And Lou and I were talking about it, and I said any kind of position would look like a payoff, and even from the point of view of Bobby Kennedy, it is good, it isn't dignified. He should really declare, but we want Lou will call him up and tell him he should declare loyalty to you. And you, and in return for which you will make a nice statement about him and express your hope that you will be.
I think that's good.
Yeah, and then call it, call the matter closed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the White House should not continue defending itself vis-a-vis Bobby Kennedy because you have no need for it.
Sure. Well, now, you find anybody got mad about the statement?
No, let me tell you something. There were some people for a moment that felt a little sorry for Bobby Kennedy because he was the beneficiary of the emotional feelings people had about his brother. But that was not a political reaction. That was an emotional reaction. And you're better off having it, whatever disappointment about it, some people may have, you're much better off having it now than having a lot more later.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, in fact, everybody thinks you've performed masterfully by doing it the way you did, by not singling him out alone, but putting him in a group.
Mm.
And doing it now, not waiting until they develop a whole movement out of this emotional feeling, you know. You know, by the way, from what I told you, from what you heard him tell you, that they were planning a whole movement. They made up their mind that now that the South is lost, he's got to help to elect you on the same basis as he elected his brother, and he wanted you to, instead of having a Johnson running Bobby Kennedy, he wanted you to run on his Kennedy ticket, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a fantastic thing, the way that the young man's mind was working, you know? And
you mean he wanted me to run on his ticket?
The way I put it was that he thought that you needed him now because as long as the South is lost and you have to win, the way he was reasoning that the South was lost, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Therefore, you have to win the way his brother won.
Yeah.
Everywhere else. And if you have to win everywhere else, then you have to win everywhere else, then you have to win everywhere else.